All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Vidrick Jordan. I hope you guys are great. All right, now, I want to talk more about Israel. Does that make sense? All right, now, the previous recording, I talked about, you know, Blow Biden and crappy Mitchell, right? Not to live through those 10 months of being tortured. That was torture. Torture is a criminal act for all nations for a reason. It's against the Geneva Convention and everything else, but I had the U.S. president, a U.S. senator, and other racists torture me and drop my work, drop my money, drop my food, and make me homeless for 317 days. That's 10 whole months in 13 days. You guys can fact check me. I have video proof of me trying to work and it would be pulling everybody off the phone. I took proof. I got receipts. What's up? I don't care if the U.S. economy burns to the ground along with Mitch and Joe Bump's economies and their homes and their money burns to the ground. I don't care if they lose every piece of stock. I'm not helping these racists in the United States. I'm not helping the United States. No. All right. No, good morning to you guys. Right now, that's what these racists can have back their racist American citizenship. I want nothing to do with America. I hope that you guys will agree. Right now, that's for Lord. As far as Israel is concerned, God willing. All right. Now, I'm very excited to go over to the bank in China. All right. Now, that's for Lord. Right now, as soon as I do, right now, the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. All right. Now, that's for Lord. Right now, spoke directly. He spoke, a prayer about Israel. Does that make sense? Right now, the Lord God, Jehovah, I don't have any power to do something like this for God. No. But, you know, the Father God, Jehovah, all right, wants to give, all right, through his son, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, wants to give Israel $1 trillion, right? All right, now, if Israel should need some more help in the future, does that make sense? They could get more help. That's fine. Not at all. It's an honor to help Israel in Jesus' name, a great honor. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, because that's what Father God, Jehovah wants. Until Father God, Jehovah's heart is content, I will give to and help Israel, period. No matter who God, I don't care what people feel about it, right? That's for Israeli people. That's for them to rebuild Israel. Does that make sense? That's for the Israeli government. That's for the Israeli Iron Dome, the defense system. $1 trillion, right? It's for the Israeli people, right? All right, now, with every Israeli citizen getting a check of peace, all right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now, they were going to split, $10 trillion, $8 trillion. I don't know what it is, not to pray to the Lord about it, but Israel will definitely be getting $1 trillion in liquid cash when I get to this bank in China. All right, Israel, in Jesus' name, a check the same day for $1 trillion to help with Israel's defense system, to rebuild Israel, to help the Israeli people and the Israeli government in Jesus' name, because that's what Father God Jehovah said to do. I give Father God Jehovah the praise. I give the Lord Jesus the praise. I give the Lord Holy Spirit the praise, the honor, and the glory for that day. Until Father God Jehovah's heart is content, in Jesus' name, I will help Israel. I don't care what people say about America, okay? Show me in the Bible where these races are the apple of God's eye in the United States. Show me in the Bible where America is the apple of God's eye. It says that about Israel. It does not say about that old racist-ass America, right? I've never read that about old racist America. No, I'm not giving America anything. Not directly. We talked about helping people directly. All right, now, as long as they don't make under $250,000 paying reparations, but that's the best I can do for America. I'm not helping America, right? All right, now, helping American citizens is helping America, despite racists not being able to get their hands on money. That is, in a way, helping America, right? What's up? Because they have to pay taxes. All right, now, but, yeah, so as soon as I get to the bank in Jesus' name, all right, now, because this is what Father God Jehovah said, I'm going to this bank as soon as I can. All right, now, the Israeli government, the Israeli people, the Israeli Iron Dome, the Israeli defense system, all right, now, the Israeli rebuilding fund, whatever it is, we'll be getting $1 quadrillion, not 20 trillion, no, $1 quadrillion in liquid cash. The United States of America has never made $1 quadrillion. You guys can fact check me. The United States is 247 years, and the racists that have ran into the ground while destroying and harming other people by proof to the fact that the Nazi Germany came up here to study America, to implement the Holocaust, with their Jim Crow shit. It took that racism back to Germany, and they start the Holocaust. You guys can fact check my behind on that. So racist America has not made over $789 trillion. So this will give Israel more money than America has had in his 247-year history. $1 quadrillion, right? In Jesus' name, in liquid cash, so Israel will be getting a $1 quadrillion check for their Iron Dome, for the defense system, if they want to build some walls for their borders, whatever they need to do, and whatever Israel needs, and if they need more in Jesus' name, all right, now they will get more. It's a great honor in Jesus' name to help Israel. All right, now, that's Lord. I mean that with all my heart. This is what Father God Jehovah wants. This is what the Lord Jesus wants. This is what the Lord Holy Spirit wants, right? I'm very excited to go to China. All right, now, to go to the bank. The only thing I want from the Chinese people, them to write Chinese people a check. All right, now, God willing, for $30 quadrillion. All right, now, the only thing I want from Chinese people, all right, now, is a debit card and my banking information. That's it. On the debit card, all right, now, with my name and my banking information, a debit card attached to my bank account, so this original bank account closed up for a brand new bank account, so these racists can stop looking at it. They have lynched me. They tried to frame me, threaten me, try to kill me, do a humiliation. Biden tried to put me on the streets. He was trying to kill me. Mitch them, they put me on the streets. They were trying to kill me, right? Not just for stress, but they were literally trying to put me outside with nowhere to go, trying to kill me on the streets where it's dangerous, with complete vulnerability, right? So Mitch and Joe were trying to kill me, right? That's not something I'm just saying, right? And if that were not enough to survive through 317 days of, being homeless by these old nasty racists, right now, that's why I also call the Klan saying, frame this nigger and get rid of this nigger, and, you know, hang this nigger. After looking at me with the best lawyers and investigators in the nation, right now, for 3 whole years, right now, that's the Lord, right now, what's up? So Mitch and Joe were trying to kill me, right? Blow Biden and Mitch McConnell were trying to kill me, right? What's up? All right, no, that's, I'm not giving America shit. I promise you. You can have, these racists can have bet they citizenship. They have lost their damn minds, right? No. All right, no, but this is for Israel in Jesus' name. All right, no, that's why I'm going to pay the Chinese people $30 quadrillion as a thank you for letting me come to the bank there. All right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now. So, hell, I would even go to the bank in Israel if I could. Does that make sense, right? Now, but I thank the Lord for opening up the door with the Chinese people. So, that's the Lord, all right, now. I'm on my way to China. What's going on in Israel? I'm going to the bank in China. I want to thank the Chinese people. The Chinese get $30 quadrillion, all right, now. Every Chinese citizen get 15, all right, now, 1,000 American dollars apiece. Let's up it. Every Chinese citizen will get 15,000 U.S. American dollars apiece. The Lord can be good to me, so in Jesus' name, the Lord want to be good to other people. So every Chinese citizen will get 15,000 U.S. dollars. That's all 1.4 billion Chinese people will get 15,000 U.S. dollars. The Chinese president and his wife and family get 120 billion U.S. dollars for their family. All right, now the Chinese government will get $30 billion to split. I don't care if it's genders to the people that make laws to split. All right, now, so, right, now, plus $30 quadrillion to the Chinese as a thank you for letting me come to the bank. The only thing I want from the Chinese people, and I write them a check, is that my bank stuff work, and I want a debit card issued to me for my bank account so I can use it and not have to go back into a bank branch, right? Because I'm not coming back to the United States, so hell no. If I go to the bank, all right, now, that's pretty much it. That's the only accommodations I need, all right, now. I'm going to tell the Chinese people in Jesus' name, thank you again. I hope you guys will have a great good morning. Thank you guys so much. Jesus willing, thank you guys so much.